33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. Bats are having a moment right now. Of course, they've long had a cult following in Texas cities like Austin, where seeing them fly out from underneath the Congress Avenue Bridge is a tourist must-do. But most people don't really love bats. There's that whole blood-sucking vampire connection, but that's just not true for most bats. And then there's the connection with rabies. Again, not true for most bats. But now, even a New York Times headline declares bats are welcome guests as Zika fears rise. But I found that headline may be a little misleading. This is the sound of bats as we're probably most familiar with them, flying out of a cave by the millions. This is the sound of one bat, squeaking to be fed by Diane Odegaard.
But she can chew and talk all at the same time. Okay, it's the middle of the day. You're not that hungry.
Odegaard is the Education and Public Outreach Manager at Bat Conservation International, based in Austin. But this isn't Odegaard doing her job. It's her at home, being a bat lover, or more accurately, a bat rehabilitator.
That's always the goal of rehabilitation. It's not to gather as many animals as possible. It's to release as many animals back to the wild as possible.
Odegaard gets that not everyone understands her passion for bats.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, Susan.
But lately, more people are getting interested in attracting bats to their yards. Why?
In the United States, the vast majority of bats are insectivorous bats.
That means they eat insects, and some statistics claim bats could eat as many as 1,000 mosquitoes per hour. That's welcome news in a world with West Nile, chikungunya, and now Zika.
Eastern red bats, which is a common foliage roosting bat around really all over the United States, they've found 27 separate insect species in droppings from the eastern red bat.
But did you catch that? Bats don't eat only mosquitoes. In fact, it appears mosquitoes are hardly their favorites.
When you think about it, mosquitoes are very small. They'd have to work really hard, in other words, to catch enough mosquitoes to get the protein that they need. Where a moth, that's easier for them and more nutritious for them.
Another bat expert says that's not the only problem with this idea of bats battling Zika. Fran Hutchins is the Bracken Cave Reserve Director, where we heard all of those bats flying out of a cave at the beginning of this piece. Remember?
Primarily, the mosquito that carries Zika feeds during the day.
And bats, as we know, well, they come out as it gets dark. So let's see what comes out during the day and might eat mosquitoes. Let's ask Dr. Tanya Homayoun with the Texas office of the National Audubon Society.
There are actually several different types of birds that would eat mosquitoes.
Birds, yes. And I bet you might be thinking right now about a bird you've heard of that does just that. This is the sound of tens of thousands of purple martins roosting in trees outside of an Austin hotel. On the internet, purple martins are credited with being voracious mosquito eaters, but
it's a little bit of a misconception that purple martins are the ultimate mosquito hunters. The science doesn't actually bear that out.
I know what you're thinking, buzzkill. But have no fear, Dr. Homayoun does have a suggestion for us.
Chimney swifts do seem to have, for studies that have been done on their stomach contents, it's not a lot, but they do take mosquitoes.
And just like you might put up a bat house to attract bats,
if you do not have a chimney or your chimney's capped, you can actually put up a chimney swift tower.
But here again, chimney swifts probably won't get rid of all of your mosquitoes. So what's the solution? Well, you probably shouldn't ignore that regular advice, you know, about dumping standing water and doing things like wearing long sleeves and pants even though it's July. Still, it certainly wouldn't hurt to welcome both birds and bats to your yard. They might just make nice neighbors.